Now, when this starts to happen on the earth, like I said, when the carnal saint, there's going to be a part of you that you can't handle. Part of you acting up that you have no control of because you are carnal. Because you never crucified your flesh. Yeah, you're saved, but you're going to be messed up. But now those that remnant that have crucified their flesh. You see, and see, even some of you tonight that don't even believe. See, because you don't believe. See, you're bound by unbelief. You need everything proven to you. Amen. God speaks to you and you sit there and you act like you need him to prove it. While these scientists and these unbelievers, they're going on and experiment after experiment coming to pass, 100% effective, and they know exactly what they're doing. And the church sleeping. Make me happy. Just about you better get ready. There are two things going on. Amen. And through this CERN, they are opening up portals. As it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Can you handle this? Somebody said yes. Can, is this all right? See, I don't want to make you happy. I want to make you aware. I want you to get serious about your walk with God. We ain't got to be happy all the time. Listen, if you walk with God, there's a joy that's going to come to you. No matter what's going on, because you are in that secret place. You are where you are supposed to be. Instead of just the superficial happiness that's not going to be all the time. Now, I'm just tipping the iceberg. I'm skimming the surface on how far advanced all this is, this technology. And here, people still arguing in the church. Making a fuss. Makes no sense. Amen? But God's going to take and spiritually elevate. Number four, there's an anointing coming upon you that's going to draw opposition. It gets quiet when you don't talk about prosperity and blessing. See, even if you don't understand why you're going through what you're going through, as we said, as we started, all things work together. If I love God, listen, if you have been going through and don't understand why, it's only because God is working overtime to get Christ formed in you. Because anything that ain't, listen, anything that's in us, me included, you included, all of us included, anything, when this stuff starts to happen, anything in us that is not like God is going to mess us up. Because the enemy's going to have access. When folks start acting up and anarchy starts breaking out, people don't understand why. People, paranormal activity and all kind of demonic influence. You got to be in that secret place. Unafraid, unashamed. Unafraid and unashamed. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices, nor what is coming upon the face of the earth. The Bible says that many hearts shall fail for seeing what's coming upon the face of the earth. There's an anointing that will draw opposition. But be of good cheer. Jesus already overcame. As long as we dwell in him, we too will overcome. There's something coming toward you sovereignly, and it requires that you rest. Some trials you'll only be able to get through because your mind is locked on Jesus. But that's the veil. That's what the enemy cannot penetrate. That's what he has no right to. He has no access to. But the mind that is carnal, the mind that carries attitudes, the mind that is unforgiving, The mind that is critical, the mind that is anxious, the mind that is impatient. There's anointing that will attract opposition. Number five, the church will confront the spirit of Jezebel. I said the church will confront her. She's not confronting the church. The church will confront her. In 2017, we will not only confront, but pull down, displace, remove that spirit that has been controlling the revelation. There were prophets that ate from Jezebel's table. Her palace set in Jezreel. Jezreel means the land of revelation. All the stuff that's been hindering the forward movement of God's kingdom. All the traditional stuff, all the intimidating things, all the witchcraft and control and limitations and all that stuff that hover over cities, that keep cities on lock and no business is coming in and people dying prematurely and poverty everywhere, that spirit's going to be broken. I said that spirit's going to be broken. That spirit that causes you to be confused and intimidated and fearful and like a eunuch, unable to reproduce. I tell you, we're going to confront and break it. 2017. I said 2017. See, in Joseph's experience, guess what? Potiphar's wife could very well represent the spirit of Jezebel. Do what I say do, and I'll get you promoted. But Joseph ran. And because of that, he was put in prison. But let me fast forward a little bit. When it was all said and done, when he married, he was given by Pharaoh a young lady by the name of Aseneth, who happened to be Potiphar's wife's daughter. In other words, he took the seed that would have carried on but made her godly. Come on. He flipped the script. He broke that thing. What put him in prison, God brought it back to him. Had two sons. One's name meant he maketh me to forget, and the other name meant he maketh me doubly fruitful. All with what was meant for evil. Come on, I'm telling you, what the enemy has meant for evil, God has already said it's going to turn out for your good. So you have to work at getting into the place of rest. Stop worrying about it. Stop being frustrated over it. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop losing sleep over it. Get into the place of rest. Tell somebody, let God be God. Something sovereign. Something of God, not of you. Not of your skill, not of your job. Something of God is coming towards you. And it requires that you rest. You can't make a dead man mad. Tell somebody, God's still working on me. I'll tell you, when this stuff is released on this planet, it's going to be an intensified. You're going to wonder, folk crazy nowadays. And you're going to wonder why these portals open. Just like God's opening portals, other portals being opened. That's why you got to find your place in Him. Number six, and we know Joseph was thrown into prison. But he prospered He prospered under limitations. I wonder sometimes, I am so far out on some things, and I know it's God. I wonder if I should even share it, because people think you lost your mind or something. But all this is going to play out. Not just what you see, it's going to be your experience. You're going to see this stuff, and you're going to be glad that you heard it, that you understand it, because we are going to experience some things. In going up and all that, we're going to experience some things while we're here as God raises us up, just like Joseph experienced some things. He was called and purposed by God to be a prime minister. But between the promise and the blessing, it wasn't the enemy getting over, because the enemy cannot stop purpose. It was God preparing him to rule in the rain, to make that safe place, that Goshen, that city of refuge. Do you know, in the last days, there are going to be cities that will be refuges. Hear what I'm saying, and I'm out here now, so I'm just going to share with you. There are going to be cities, there are going to be churches, there are going to be places that the devil can't see. Cities of refuge. People ain't going to be having to hide underground. It's just going to be places he can't see it. Do you remember when Jesus said that, when Jesus went into the temple the first time and he read from Isaiah and he said, this day, this has been read in your ears. This day, this is fulfilled in your hearing. And all the rabbis, they got irate and they went to grab him, to throw him over the side of a hill, and he walked right out of the midst of them. They couldn't see him. Oh, y'all ain't hearing. See, we so busy struggling, thinking about them bills and thinking about things, you know, that are natural. That you got to understand something. There's some things that are going to happen in the church that are going to happen. It's going to be needful. It's going to be necessary. God getting involved sovereignly. Amen. This is what is known as the powers of the world to come. The powers of the world to come. We're going to taste of the powers of the world to come. It ain't going to be because you've been so good or so this, that. It's the kairos. It's God's purpose and plan for his church and for our lives. So we're going to confront and conquer.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Thank you.